Now, boys and girls, if you sit up this morning, I want to tell you about three of Daniel's friends, who were very faithful in the land of Babylon, to which the Lord had now brought the children of Israel. You remember that although they were in the land of Babylon on account of their sin against God, still with all, God had said that if they were faithful in the land, then the time would come when he would bring them back to their own country, back to the land of Israel once more. Last time we saw how faithful Daniel was, and also those three friends, Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego. Well, this morning, as I say, I want to tell you about how Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego were faithful unto the Lord their God. King Nebuchadnezzar became stronger and stronger, more and more powerful as a king. And he began to conquer this land and that land. And he began to think of himself that indeed he was the greatest king that had ever lived on the face of this earth. He became very proud. And what he decided to do was this. He said to himself, I'm going to build a great idol and set it on the plains of Jura. That means a flat piece of country. And he says, when I set up this great idol, I'm going to bring all the people out and they're going to have to bow down and worship this idol that I'm going to make. The Bible tells us that the idol was 90 feet tall. And that's very tall. If you take a house, a double-storied house, about three times taller than that. And so he had it made, and then it was covered with gold, and it was set up on the plains of Jura. And so Nebuchadnezzar then called all the people to come out, and he told them this. He said, look, when the music starts to play, because he had brought out a great big band as well, all kinds of musical instruments. And he said, as soon as the music starts to play, everybody is to bow down on their knees and they're to worship this idol that I have made. And so the people came out, and there would have been hundreds and thousands of people on the plains of Jura, on that flat piece of land. And then the music started up from this band with all kinds of instruments in it. And everybody then bowed down on their knees and began to worship the idol that Nebuchadnezzar had made. Everybody, that is, except three men. And the three men were Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego. Now, we're not told where Daniel was at this time. Remember, Daniel had now become very important in the land of Babylon, so perhaps he was away somewhere else at the time. But it was Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego who were there, and when this music started to play, then Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego, they were the only three figures on the plains of Jura who were standing upright and refusing to bow down. Well, some of the officers of the king, they immediately ran to King Nebuchadnezzar and they said, King Nebuchadnezzar, didn't you say that when the music started that everybody was to bow down? And didn't you say that if anybody didn't bow down, they would be thrown into a fiery furnace? Yes, said Nebuchadnezzar, that's what I said. Well, they said, there are three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and they have not bowed down to your idol. The king commanded them to be brought. And right enough, the king was, well, he was quite kind in a way, because he said this. He said, look, perhaps you didn't understand what I said. What I said was this: when the music starts, you're to bow down and worship the idol. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they said, but we did understand, O king, but we can't bow down and worship your idol. I wonder, do you know why they couldn't do that? Well, of course, because God had said in his holy law that people weren't to worship any gods. They said, well, whatever, king, we cannot obey you. And the God that we worship, you'll have to know this, that he is able to deliver us, to bring us out of the fiery furnace. But, and this is very important, boys and girls, they said, even if he doesn't bring us out of the fiery furnace, still withal, we will not worship your idol. You see what they were saying? They were saying, look, if God pleases, God could deliver us out of your fire. But even if it doesn't please God to deliver us, and we are burnt alive, nevertheless, we will not worship your idol. And so the king was absolutely mad. And so he took them and they went to this fiery furnace. Now, probably what it was like with this, boys and girls, it would have been a great big circle of bricks or stones. And inside the circle would have been this fire burning and burning hotter and hotter all the time. And perhaps Nebuchadnezzar and the others, they were sitting up overlooking this fiery furnace. And so Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were taken and they were thrown into the furnace. Now, as Nebuchadnezzar looked into the furnace, he said to some people, he said, look, he said, I see these men walking about in there. They're not being burnt alive. And not only that, he says, wasn't it three men that we cast into the furnace? And some of his officers said, yes, king, three men. He said, well, I see four men walking about in the furnace. And not only that, he says, the fourth man is like the Son of God. A tremendous thing. You remember, boys and girls, that before our Lord Jesus Christ was born into the world as a baby, because he is God, there were times when he came into this world like a man. You remember the captain of the Lord's host? You remember different ones when our Lord Jesus Christ appeared like a man? And here was our Lord Jesus Christ then, like a man in that sense, right in the midst of the fiery furnace with those three faithful men who believed in God's name. And because he was with them there, the Bible tells us that the fire did them no harm, and they were eventually brought out of the fiery furnace and they were alive and well. You see, hadn't God promised that he would be with them, even in that strange land of Babylon, if they were faithful to him? And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they had been faithful to God. And so because they had been faithful to him, then God indeed was with them, and God delivered them, even out of the fire. And you see, when we believe in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, you remember what Christ said just before he went back to heaven, back to his Father again. He said to the disciples, he said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, and I am with you always, even to the end of the world. I am with you always. Doesn't mean that he's with us in a way that we can see him with our eyes, but he is with us, the Bible tells us, when we believe in his name, in our hearts and in our lives. And I will be with you always, he says, even to the end of the world. Let me ask you this, boys and girls. What happens then when the world ends? Does that mean that Jesus is no longer with us? Well, it does in a way, but it means this. It means that if we're believers in Christ, then we will be with him. I am with you, he says, as long as the world lasts. But then when the world is finished, and if we are believers in Christ, then we go to be with him. So we are never out of God's presence, out of Christ's presence, when we believe in our Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior.